is the ICAM MESWG conference call on Wednesday, 26th of June 2013, 8 o'clock UK time. Your host for today's conference is Baha Esmat.
Hello, my name is Esmat. How are you?
Hi, Sakhar. How are you?
I'm fine.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, in the
okay, very good. So let's get started. I want to keep this short. We've received some input from you on the action plan or implementation plan. There have been some suggestions for activities to be conducted over year one. When we say year one, we mean ICANN's fiscal year 14, which begins on July 1st. So basically what we're aiming for is to announce this plan in Durban at the ICANN meeting in Durban. Embark on the implementation right afterwards. And it will take us, 12 months to carry out any proposed projects or activities in there. We've received proposals from working group members. When I look at the template or the table we have, I feel like there are some sort of categorization that needs to take place. I mean, I can see that we have one clear category of workshops or training. And under that category, there are different topics or areas from IDNs to DNSSEC to IPv6, RPKIs. So this is one area I can see. And then the other sort of category is it's more of this is like the first one is more on the technical part. Now the second one is more on the business part. This is where the DNS sort of industry or business with the registrar model and registrar accreditation and ecosystem and all this. So this is another bucket. I can see, and then there is something more on the policy / legal part. This includes dispute resolution policies, also includes any security policy aspects with law enforcement and all this. So we have like technical, legal, business, like these are the things I can see under the sort of, if we call it capacity building, if that's the name of the, track. The other track is the one on multi-stakeholder models, and even though it's still capacity building, I thought I would put it under different category because, one, I'm not sure exactly what we need to do there, what kind of capacity building, program we want to conduct, so maybe we can discuss this a little bit further. And then the third category, it's more or less like miscellaneous, like, we have the root servers, increasing root servers. This is, okay, this could be an ongoing sort of project or activity. The fellowship opportunities, increasing fellowship opportunities. Again, this is something we need to discuss a little bit. So I think the The size we have right now, or in the next week or so, is to define this list, be clear on, you know, what we want to achieve. We don't need to be very specific on the exact topics we want to cover under each activity, but we can just include some very high-level highlights of what we want to achieve, and as much as possible, try to identify the potential audience and the potential partners. And, you know, with the potential partners, I'm mainly counting on members of this group to, you know, inform the rest of us if, you know, their organizations would be willing to, you know, participate in the organization of a certain activity or project. I think I'll stop here. I would like to hear from you what you think, and you know what suggestions you have for taking this this template or table to the next step. Also, bearing in mind that we have, you know, the meeting in Durban, we have a slot, 45-minute slot for our work. So we will be updating, you know, the community, the ICANN community in Durban, on our plan, action plan, so we can start the implementation right after Durban. So I'm going to stop here. Any comments?
Bahar Nabil.
Go ahead, Nabil.
Bahir, and what you're proposing, I don't see except business as usual. I mean, most of the things that are on our activities are activities that we're already doing at a certain scale. But what are the activities that will promote ICANN within the region, very specifically within the government and TRAs? We don't have any activity in there that will promote ICANN as compared to ITU. Can we think about some activities that might help in that direction? I tried to think about something, but I really don't know.
Okay, can you tell us what are you thinking about? You have a proposal or an idea?
I don't have a proposal. I would have wrote it. I don't know what would be other than business as usual, providing training, because DNSSEC, IPv6, multi-stakeholderism, many of those activities, except for the section that is related to the business on the DNS, it's activities that we're already engaged in at a certain scale. I mean, not at the scale of that engagement. But within the activities, I mean, I don't see anything that would promote ICANN as being a viable partner to the regional governments in the management and operation of the internet, and I could not find any activity that would promote or that would bring or highlight that figure.
I can hear you. I understand what you're saying, Nabil. Okay. Any other comments? I want to go back to Nabil's comments, but I thought if other people have comments or suggestions, I'd like to hear from them.
This is Christine.
Go ahead.
I was thinking of a point that I want to bring into the discussion. I'm not sure how we how it should be reflected in the overall plan, but I mean, we had this discussion about having regular summer school in the context of the Arab IGF. So, specifically for the region. So I was thinking maybe we can schedule some of those activities in that direction. So, I don't know, I just wanted to bring that in.
Okay, so this is a proposal for having a regular program similar to the summer school on internet governance for the Middle East region. Is that correct?
Yes, and that was a it was an activity that was proposed in the context of the Arab IGF, and I think it could be pursued. And I see a lot of sense of having this. In a way, I don't know, go along, I mean, if we're talking about an internet governance summer school, then there is DNS training, there is security training, there could be industry, or everything that we have in the plan could easily fit within that context, and multi-stakeholder nature, everything. So maybe we can, in a way, partner this schedule that into the plan so that I don't know. I don't know how, but I mean, it
could certificate. Okay. Right. Any other comments or suggestions? So I want to go back to the two proposals by Nabil and Christine. So. Nabil, and I think he's right, is saying that, you know, this is more or less business as usual. I don't see anything new in this, and where is the, you know, the engagement with the government, the part that, you know, could promote ICANN's relationship with TRAs and ministries and all this. So, Nabil, while I'm looking at the list of proposed actions for year one, there is one item which is the number is 5354, and it reads develop and sponsor outreach programs and initiatives in partnership with national and regional stakeholders in order to stimulate interest and ensure effective participation in ICANN and Internet Governance Forum. So this is the very broad action, and I think it more or less covers what you're alluding at. I think what we need to do is to try to identify
activity.
One or more activity or project or initiative under this action and to be focused on governments particularly. But we have the action in the plan. We did not translate it into an a solid sort of proposal or activity.
True, Bahir, I'm aware that we have it in the strategy. What I was saying is that in the first year action plan, and I was thinking about projects, but I could not find any to add to the list vis-a-vis targeting the government entities.
Right. Okay, fine. So I think I wanted to clarify that it's there as an action. So I think one thing we collectively as a group can do is to think about, okay, what kind of activity we need to undertake with governments, you know, to take this action into effect. I don't want to propose anything right now, but I can think of things like, again, agreements or partnership agreements or MOUs. Some governments believe that in order to engage with any organization or international organizations of any sort, it would be important to have a sort of agreement with this organization. And just to let you know that we have already been working with the government of Qatar, with ICT Qatar particularly, on an MOU. Actually, was more or less finalized the agreement. It's pending the signing of the, you know, the heads of the organizations. But this is one thing. I mean, people might say, well, no, we're not talking about agreements here. We're talking about something more meaningful. You know, agreements in the end are papers, and that's it. So what I'm saying is,
can I interrupt you?
Go ahead.
Bahir, I mean, one of the issues that we touched on when we were in Dubai was to create centers of, I mean, internet centers. I'm not going to call them anything at that stage, but something that I can support, where there is an MOU with the government, and the center would become a focal point for internet activities within each and every country. While ICANN would be one of the supporters, I mean, it's not the main supporter, but ICANN would be one of the supporters. It might be the initiator. Yeah, ISOC might be the second one, the government, and some local agencies within each and every country would be that. But to create a focal point for internet research, internet activities, internet training within each and every country.
Okay, I can see this could be a proposal for a project. I'm not sure though whether it's feasible to establish this center within the first year, but that could be another discussion. I mean, we can agree in the end that we can have this as a project, and we can agree on a timeline that, you know, in the first year we're going to do this, and maybe it will be fully established in the second year, or maybe you'll tell me, no, it can be established in 1 year. So here I guess we're talking about sort of capacity building center, or center of excellence, or whatever the name is.
Center of excellence.
Is that correct? Right. But the important thing to remember here, Nabil, and again, without repeating discussions we had before, is that, you know, there have to be people, organizations in the region interested in this kind of, you know, project in order to be implemented. It's not enough for ICANN to say we're going to support this, and I'm sure you understand that.
I do, and what I'm saying is that ICANN should, I mean, by showing leadership at that level and assisting in modeling and the creation of those centers, ICANN would become also, again, for the government and for the local people, as being a major player on the internet, the way it is actually. But, I mean, it would reflect on the local community that, yes, if you talk about internet excellence, you talk about ICANN.
Right. The only problem I see, Nadine, in what you're saying is, I mean, if ICANN would go to governments with this proposal, I think other stakeholders may not feel easy about it, because again, when you talk internet, you shouldn't be talking about governments only. So where is the private sector, where is the academic community?
I'm talking something similar to the project that you know about, Link, where you have multi-stakeholder set up within that country. But, I mean, as you remember, ICANN instigated that. It is slow to develop, you're right. It will take more than 1 year to develop, right? But ICANN instigated it, and it put the momentum. And within the Lebanese discussion, ICANN is now on the table of discussion.
Yeah, I agree, and I can also see that it's much easier to have this discussion at national level than at regional level. But again, that is another discussion. But okay, I took your point, and I want to hear what other people think. Let me just also wrap up that because Farmad is back on the line, that the other proposal. So far we've heard two proposals, one from Nabil to have a sort of a center of excellence at regional level to promote internet in many ways from capacity building to many other.
But I'm saying in each and every country.
You're talking at local level. Okay, then
yes.
I misunderstood that. You're talking local level.
Yes.
Okay.
In each and every country.
So we're talking center of excellences at local level or national level. Okay, that's good to know. And then the other proposal came from Christine about internet governance summer schools or something similar. And I guess, Christine, again, back to our list of actions. I think this could fall under the action item 5355 about developing capacity building programs to stimulate models for multi-stakeholder bottom-up consensus driven and so on and so forth. So I think one program could be like a summer school or something similar. Again, we need to try to reach out to potential partners from ISOC to Diplo Foundations to others and see, you know, how we could get them on board. And I think there was a suggestion in the document we have in front of us to try to organize something before the Arab IGF as a possible venue for the first event or the first activity. So this is a proposal that I can see in the document already. Any other comments, whether on in general or on what Nabil and Christine have suggested? Okay, Salma, go ahead and please try to speak up as much as possible so we can hear you.
Okay, so this is a sorry, a bad connection. I'm not sure whether you can hear me too clearly. But I think those suggestions which you were just communicating on center of excellence and summer school, I think they're, I just like to second them. I think they're very good ideas. One of the reasons center of excellence is a good idea is because it allows you to anchor the efforts institutionally, and that's always good rather than having a conference and going away. It's good to actually have a more permanent relationship in the region. And those centers are
Can I
speak
up just a little bit?
Yes, please.
Can I interrupt you, please, for a second? I cannot hear you. Okay, until we have Sarmat back on the line, I just want to go back to what Nabil has said about the Center of Excellence or whatever the name is. Nabil, may I suggest, because you are involved in a similar initiative in Lebanon, so may I suggest that you try to put a few bullet lines or bullet points on this proposal, like, you know, what you think, you know, ICANN and other stakeholders in countries can do in order to implement this. Just put it in bullet points and share it with the list. Is that possible?
Sure, I'll do that.
Thank you, Nabil.
Not that my experience is very successful until now, but I'll share the experience with others.
Yeah, I understand. But at least, you know, just to make it clear for everyone, I think that would be helpful. Christine, on your proposal for the summer school, again, how do you think we can proceed, or we can put this as a project on our plan? What are the steps we need to take?
Well, I think that it depends. I don't know. One possible way would be to use the venue of the strategy, maybe to matchmake between the venue of the Arab IGF, this community, the ICANN community, and possible partners that want to, you know, sponsor such activities, put them forward, get speakers, or get instructors. Like you were saying, you know, get interest from this, you know, I don't know, the Global Summer School, things of that sort. But I see that this is, as you said, somewhere in there, maybe we can just post the notion. It is a well-known notion, the summer school. And maybe if we can, you know, plan something that is yearly, that has a specific time frame per year, that has a standalone website, I would say. So it's something standing that happens every year and rotates in the Arab region. I don't know. That's just thinking out loud.
Bahir, I mean, the old INAT forum was a very good type of summer training. Not the current INAT, the INAT where you used to have the workshop around it for a week, 2 weeks, where you have a series of workshops, each one targeting a certain part of the technology or of the practice. It was a very, very nice format.
I agree.
I haven't attended any INAT workshops before, so I need some help here. But at INAT, are we talking about technical workshops, or are we talking about
both
policy and internet governance stuff?
Both starting from 1995, all workshops had multiple tracks, and one of them was policy related, one technical, one it was developing new application on the web, and so on. So you have multiple tracks, and each one of them used to have a set of students, 15, 20, 23 from various countries, for 1 week or 2 weeks, and it depend on the normally it was 1 week, but I mean, the earlier we had 10 days of workshops, and the format was very nice because you have people sharing experience from multiple countries and then going there and implementing.
Okay.
Joski is on our team, and he was the lead on that.
You mean Isaac was lead on that, right?
Yeah, but Joski knows as I can.
Yeah.
And
I'm sorry, Nabil, can you say the last part again? I heard I can, but I'm not sure what.
Yeah, Joski Sadowski, who was the lead on that project on the INAT workshops, is currently working for ICANN.
Yeah. Well, actually, he's not. He's sitting on the ICANN board. He's not ICANN
sorry.
Staff.
Okay.
To clarify. Okay. So there are two things, and then I want to give the floor to Saruman, because I think he has some. He's writing something on Skype. So, okay, let's finish this and then hear from Sarmad. For internet governance, I mean, we have the summer school model. What we can do, we can reach out to the organizers of the summer schools around the world. I mean, there are few people that organizes, you know, this program in Latin America, in Africa, and Asia Pacific, and we had one before in Cairo 4 years ago, and you know, we can reach out to them and just to sort of discuss with them that we want to put this as an annual activity in our calendar. Now we want to, at least within our group, I think we need to be clear whether we're talking about an Arab IGF summer school or we're talking about the Middle East thing, so we can also expand to reach out to other countries in Asia, including Iran and Pakistan, or we need to have both, like, separate. I think we need to be clear on this. And then I think it's easy to find the venue to have this summer school. I mean, either along with the Arab IGF or any other regional activity, or maybe have it as a separate activity. But I think we need to have some discussion with the people behind this initiative, and you know, put again something like again in bullet points. To be implemented. Now, the other proposal, which could be again complementary, it's the INET model, which is again whether we're talking INET as a typical INET, then we probably need to talk to ISOC to see again what they have on their plan for this year. Or we have NELOG. Again, NELOG does similar activities over a week time, like 5 days, parallel workshops on different tracks. But I think at NELOG, they're focusing on technical tracks, like D6, security, network management, and so forth. They're not talking policy, as far as I know. So, again, we have the NELOG as a venue, whether we want to use it or we want to create some other venue, we want to go national and do activities at national level, not at regional level. Again, we need to be clear on what we, you know, we want to do. So some clarity would be helpful here. Farmad, would you want to take the mic, or should I read what you put on Skype? Okay, Farmad, are you still on the line? Okay, so I'll read it. I hope everyone can hear me. So Farmad is saying, I was just endorsing the comments made earlier. Center of Excellence or Centers of Excellence provide an institutional anchors to ICANN for repeated and continued activities. Summer school can help bring people together more effectively and allow them to stay longer. So SARMA basically is supporting what Christine and Nabil have suggested. Any further comments or reactions?
Yes, Bahir, I wanted to come back on some of the questions you called regarding the issue of the summer school. Regarding...
Go ahead, Christine.
Okay, regarding the part related to the Middle East, I see no problem actually in extending that to the Middle East. I mean, I think this is perfectly fine. Maybe visas could be a challenge. So if we think it's too much of a challenge, we then can have two different tracks. But it probably would be better to have, one aggregate track for the Middle East. That's one thing. Second thing, I think the good thing about the summer school is that there is already a skeleton there. So we could customize that. I mean, this is what we can speak to maybe Barton, the founder of such activities. We can speak to him of how this could be arranged to fit more the region. So here is where the strategy comes in, because it puts down what the region needs. And so it could be a modified version based on what has arisen from the community of the internet in the region through this strategy. So this is one point. I think the first part would be, to put this character on the table, modify it as is with the people from the summer school, and then, keep partners and sponsors, because, having gone through a summer school at some point in time in Cairo, which has been probably the only one that was in the Arab region, there are two things that have to be, maybe three things that we need to take into account. Number one, you need to partner with the right people that can get the instructors. So you pay to the instructors. So, I think that's the easy part. The more difficult part is actually to see who will be hosting, because you also need to sponsor, the students that are coming from the different countries, not from the country where it's being done, but from the countries around. So this is where we need sponsorships as well. The third thing is that you have to, follow up with the students afterwards, because that was one mistake that we didn't do, and so we lost contact with all the students, which were actually very good at the time of the course itself, of the school itself. And they were new people, and they had a lot to say about all the array of internet governance, starting from the NS, and they were they had done some reading, and then by the end of the summit, they could actually, talk about properties with an ICANN and all that, but we lost contact with them. So the good thing is to maybe, get to our good of that, have an alumni network later on, so that you can actually build upon those people then afterwards, and have instructors and have them engaged from the region in the different activities. So I just wanted to mention this point.
That's very good. Yeah. Can I just say something quickly? Ask you to put this in an email and send it to the list. I'm not sure if everyone was able to hear you, to capture some of what you said, but it would be very helpful to put it in an email and share it with the list.
Can I make a comment, please?
Okay. Sure. Who's that? Is it Fahd?
Okay, so this is Fahd. Yeah, okay. So actually, the quality of the line is quite low, so I apologize if what I am going to say has actually been said by one of the other colleagues. So I like the idea of summer schools. I like the idea of having centers of excellence. They are both excellent ideas. So I would suggest, and I strongly believe that it would be better if we take such initiatives one step at a time. Now, the issue of having summer schools in the context of the Arab Internet Governance Forum, let's not forget that the Arab Internet Governance Forum just covers the countries of the 22 Arab regions. It does not cover the countries such as Iran, Pakistan, and Afghanistan, so that's an issue we have to take into consideration when talking about Arab Internet Governance and summer schools. Another issue is that as I stated earlier, it would be best if we take things one step at a time. Let's try to bring people from the region to these summer schools. Let's try to, of course, it has to be done in a manner that actually attracts people and convince them that this is something good, this is something right, and this is something that they would all like to have in their respective countries. Once we manage to disseminate such a positive message amongst them, the idea of having excellent centers could be the next step. So, I would say that maybe in the first 1 year, we could do as many summer schools, capacity building and launches and stuff like that. And maybe on the start, if we think that they have managed to achieve our mandate within the first year, we could then move ahead in establishing excellent centers and trying to tap, let's say, the local community.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I have difficulty hearing you, Fahd. I'm so sorry for the quality of the line.
I can send my comment by email. Would that be fine?
Yes. Yeah, please do. I apologize for the quality of the lines again. I think this is going to be our last call, that we can continue working over email in the next couple of weeks. Let me just read out one last comment that came from Sarmat about the duration of the training or activities. Sarmat said 3 to 5 day activities may not be very effective. And he was particularly talking about technical training. So he would rather, you know, see shorter durations, less than maybe 3 to 5 days. That's a comment from Sarmid. Given the quality of the line, I probably would ask everyone. I'll try to put some of the, you know, suggestions in email and send it out probably today or tomorrow maximum. But I would also ask you to put your comments and suggestions in bullet points and share it with the list as well. And then the next step is to for all of us to refine the document we have in front of us, to be able to finalize it in time for the Durban meeting. If no other comments, I would bring the call to an end. Any other comments or final remarks? Okay, I hear none. Thank you, everyone, and we'll keep in touch via email. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks.